All right, greetings, everybody. This is James Gillen, your host with the SETI Stargate and BBS Radio. A lot going on right now. I wanted to, it's kind of like beating a dead horse, but I think we really need to get some updates on this. I wanted to talk about real disclosure and the great inversion that's coming up. And so there's some crazy stuff going on high that people need to know about. But first, you have to understand who the players are, so you can figure this out. So I'm going to go through that really quickly, and it kind of establishes who's who in the community. But it gets, I'm going to go with the dark stuff first. And so basically, at the bottom levels, we have the Orion Alliance, and that is an alliance of fallen Anunnaki, draconians, reptilians, royal reptilians, grays, insects, a lot of beings that don't really care for us. Some just see us as a food source. It's pretty sick. And that goes into the back engineered stuff and the dark cabal and things like that. So you've got that group. And that group is all tied to the satanic Luciferians, the child trafficking and rituals and all that other nonsense. And that is going on. It is a reality. And it's been going on for thousands of years. And so, the masters of old just screamed, stop it. Stop, the sacrificial worship to these sacrificial gods of old. They don't exist. They're not God. They're demonic, basically. So, I mean, this is an age-old thing that's been going on forever. And so then when you go up, and that's in the lower 4D. And so in 3D, you have everyday Earth humans. You do have some of the negative ETs and things in 3D as well. And the demons can interact, and the Orion Alliance can interact with 3D, but most of it's in 4D that's going on. So again, in 4D, we're dealing with a lot of that cleanup that's happening right now. You have in 3D, you have the everyday muggles, that don't really know what's going on. They know there's a UFO cover up. The worst polls I've seen is 70% of the people believe there's a UFO cover up and UFOs are real. Now, if you go up to some of the other polls I've seen, even on Fox News and on ABC, when they had the Phoenix Lights and a lot of the other things happening. And actually, I went on ABC and talked about that. And they did a poll, and it was in the high 90s, up to 97%. So basically, the bottom line is this controlled narrative, this limited hangout thing we've got going on, they call disclosure, is done. It's overdone. It's twice cooked, burnt, and should just go in the trash because, it's like Einstein said, doing the same thing over and over again for 80 years plus seems to be a form of insanity. And that's what we're doing. And I'll explain this more as we go. So we've got this group we're dealing with, and I'm talking about the demonics, the royal reptilians, the serpent beings, the grays, the negative grays, and some insect beings and things like that. We've been dealing with these guys for well over 450,000 years that we know of. And one of our biggest problems is when Marduk made a pact with the reptilians to have total supremacy over the earth, and he actually went against his own people. And that was the beginning of draconian law. So you can imagine this was thousands and thousands of years ago when this happened. I mean, the King's List, the Anunnaki King's List goes back, I think it was 43,200 years or something like that. And that's the antediluvian group. And then after that, the Sumerian, gods, and which are the same guys, and their kings and all the other stuff continued, under the same realm. But anyway, our biggest issue was, and there's two of the Anunnaki that are fallen Anunnaki is Marduk and Enlil. And Enlil was the one, he was the genocidal god, the little g god that thought no humans were noisy and just decided to do away with them constantly. He was creating plagues and natural disasters and floods and everything else. So if you want the real story, excuse me, I gotta get some of this chemtrail stuff out of my Bro, they've been spraying some really nasty stuff on us, folks. But so anyway, if you want the real story, there's actually, I mean, it goes back millions of years. And there's two flood stories. There's one, there's actually three. There's a couple stories in the ancient past where the waters rose and they rose up. They didn't come down from the skies. And that was a pole shift and the poles rapidly melting. And then the latest flood story with Noah and folks, that was from the heavens falling, the firmament coming down. And as I said before, in the days of Noah, people lived to be 900 years old. And then it just went downhill from there because after the firmament dropped, all the cosmic rays and X-rays and gamma, everything was just hitting the earth straight away. And that just really dropped. There was a fall in consciousness too, as well, and the aging process really kicked in. So there's a lot of people that say that we were put on a timer as well, so we wouldn't live as long. But and there may be truth to that because there's two Adam and Eve stories. The first Adam and Eve story was with Enki and Ninhursag and Mommy, and they created the Lulu, and they were like a worker class group. And the second was the Adam and Eve story, which was the Adam Cadman seed. So again, if you, a lot of people that are Christian based are going to get really upset with this. And I'm saying if you are a true Christian, seek out the true knowledge and the ancient knowledge and know the real history of Earth, because you're just getting a 6,000-year-old, program there. And read the history of King James as well. He was a merciless king. He imprisoned so many people and went to Ireland and just totally decimated the place. So he wasn't, you're he was let's just say he wasn't very enlightened, and all the Council of Nicaea and all those guys, the Romans totally screwed up the real teachings of Jesus. So again, go back to the Ethiopian Bible if you want the true story of Jesus and what happened after. The teachings after he resurrected, everything. You really want to get that information, and you're going to see a much bigger picture. But anyway, going through that, I'm kind of jumping around here because I'm trying to create an understanding that our understanding is based on recycled ignorance. And unless you really delve into the tablets, the ancient tablets, and if you delve in to the ancient Anunnaki, you need to know about the other scrolls they're finding, and pretty soon you have a whole different picture of who Jesus was and who he stood for. So he stood for, basically, he said, God is within everyone and everything, and God shines its light through those around you. And he made it very clear the temple was in the heart. It wasn't in stone and in buildings. And there's no division in God. It's the God spark within everybody that can be ignited to the full flame. So when you understand that, you understand why this is so suppressed, and this information is unbelievably censored. But anyway, I'm going to go up the vibrational continuum. So as you go up, in the 4D, you have the really nasty stuff in lower 4D. That's where you have all the demonic stuff and the royal reptilians and serpent being, all this nonsense going on there, and fallen Anunnaki, everything's happening in that lower 4D. Mid 4D is where people are just incarnating, and they're on the wheel of incarnation, coming back and forth, back and forth. And that's where most people go, in the Muggle world, that's where they go. So those who are really aligned with social consciousness and haven't made their own personal connection with Creator, they're going to go just keep recycling and doing things over and over again. Now, when you get into the upper 4D, you have teachers, and you have a lot of masters and teachers and guides, but they're still stuck in the fourth dimension because they haven't mastered non-judgment, or they have some cultural or religious programming that doesn't let them go into unity consciousness, where they see the Creator in all creation and everyone and everything. They're still stuck. They haven't gotten through the psychic barrier. You get in the fifth dimension, and that's you're going into Christ consciousness now, or Buddha consciousness, where man or women know themselves to be God, and God knows itself to be man or woman. So, and when I say God, I'm talking about the absolute, like they say, the Tao that can be named is not the Tao, or I'm talking about something beyond names and images and gender. And it's the, we call it the, the wellspring from which all life came. And I always call it, cosmic birth or Father, Mother, God. And that's how I do start my prayers, with oh, cosmic birther, Father, Mother, God, come forth. And then I start doing my thing and ask, getting a little help in the healing end of things, which is wonderful. I mean, I've had so much help, I wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for that. But anyway, so we're talking about 5D now, and those people are very enlightened. They're off the wheel. And they see the creator in all creation. They're multidimensional. They can travel, and they're very, very adept. And that's what's coming in right now. So, what's coming in to clean up all this lower level stuff is the 5D on up, and we've gone up to the 13th dimensional beings that are coming in. And a lot of the benevolent gods in the past are still in about the eighth dimension, around the eighth dimension. They're hanging out there. And they're the all-loving, all-forgiving gods that became one with God. And so just as we can all do the same thing, that was their message, they actually did it. And a lot of them merged, and they merged with the feminine energy, like Ezekiel merged with Kasiah and became Kazekiel, which is the Andromedans call Kazekiel, the god of eternal bliss. And if you got some time to meditate on Kazekiel and see what happens, you'll just start laughing for no reason. But it's a beautiful energy. But it's both male and female. And so a lot of when you get into the sixth and seventh dimension, identity is not so important. You're merged with, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. You're one with that. And so that's what we're talking about. So these energies are coming in right now, and the ones that are really in control, I'll go into that further, are really the Palladians, because the Palladians actually started Atlantis and Lemuria, and they are geneticists, and they did a lot of terraforming here more than anybody else. So there's more Palladian genetics here, both human and plant and animal, than any other race. And so the other councils decided that they would be in charge, and they're pressing in right now. I'll talk further about that because there is a plan. And so they have an agreement with the higher councils. And so you've got the Palladian Council, you have the Orion Council of Light, you have the Sirian Council, and you have the Andromedan Council. And these are all throughout the fifth and seventh dimension, basically. And after that's the void, and then you have dimensions after that. So that's the big picture. So the way to understand what's going on is the source itself has said enough. It's finished. We're done with this drama, and we're going to ascend. The planet said, "I'm done. I want to ascend. I want to go to the next level," and we're under that process right now. The whole planet is ascending, and we have to become frequency specific to that process. And so our physical bodies are going through all kinds of changes and challenges, and our mental and emotional bodies are purging, releasing wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience, including our astral bodies as well. And when you hook into the etheric body, the blue body, that's where your whole and healthy, perfect incarnation is. And that's how you create spontaneous healings and things like that when you merge with that and you clean up the lower bodies. And so I know I'm jumping around a little bit here, just trying to explain this, but just as we are multidimensional beings, there are other beings on those other dimensions. When you activate the God spark into the full flame, the process, you're going to go multidimensional and you're going to start meeting these higher beings. And if you're not doing that, there's no purposeful good in contacting you. So they're going to contact the enlightened ones, those that rose to the occasion, those that are on the path of awakening and healing. Those are the ones that are going to be contacted, not the status quo, not the 80-year failed disclosure program that's still underway, not the controlled narrative, not the entertainment industry. That is not where they're going to connect. And so you have to create a space in your heart for this to happen. You have to create a physical space for this to happen. They're not going to descend into chaos. They're going to clear the chaos out, but they're not going to descend into it. They're going to help us with that. And it's a natural process. It's that's inspired by the creator, basically. We're going to the next level. But the so anyway, again, we've got it lined up now. The Palladian Council and the Palladians are in charge, and they've got their warriors and their people that are here to help. And again, they're working with the Galactic Federation and the White Hats to put an end to all this insanity. These dark hearts down here that are engaging in child sacrificing, child trafficking, sex trafficking, drug trafficking, all the wars, the war profit, war and disease profiteers, all those guys are going to have an experience, which is what I want to get into. And so what's happening is they're aligned with all the other councils. They're all the other councils are working through, and the Palladians are kind of like in charge. But they do have these, like the Orion Council of Light people. They went through the Orion Wars with the Orion Alliance and the other guys and were victorious, and they're helping liberate the planet right now. And so when you speak of Orion, it's not all bad in Orion. There were Palladian colonies in Orion that came from ancient Lyra, and they did battle with these other guys. And now they're coming here, they're victorious, and now they're coming here to help out. So there's a lot of misunderstanding there. But again, you've got, the Saurians, which are a lot of the Saurians are actually feline beings, and there's three levels to those. There's humanoid cat beings, there's panther type beings. They walk upright, or they can go down on all fours, and you can't even see them when they are so fast and so quick. They're unbelievable. And then you got the lion beings, which are massive, are huge, and they're the protectors of the gods, and they actually were protecting the Anunnaki until they fell. And they started getting into turf wars and all these other dramas, and they're abusing, the help and doing the genocide stuff. And they said, "Hey, we're out of here. You're on your own. This is going against universal law. We don't want the karma. Have fun with that." And they're out, so anyway, they're returning as well. So, and they're taking down a lot of these really nasty beings. I mean, these are 17-foot tall beings, so. They're no reptilians are no match for any of them. But anyway, so you've got those groups, and then you've got the Andromedans, which are mythologically known as archangels. They're 8 to 10 foot tall, magnetized light beings. They have magnetized light ships, and they're coming here as well. And if one of their ships were to power up in the eastern sky, it would just block out everything. They'd be so huge, and they would look like, I don't know how many suns just ignited. So they kind of have to back off a little bit. They can't really come in full force. Imagine F-35 going up against that. No contest. Same thing with the Cabal and their ships. It's no contest. But anyway, there's backup. There's backup beyond imagination. So again, it's like the source itself is coming down through the dimensions, through the councils, and the Palladians are the ones that are most in charge right now. And so they've been telling me they've been doing some things which we need to understand. There's time folds happening. So right when we're on the edge of World War III and something really bad is getting ready to happen, there's a jump and we miss it, and they fold time and we go to this next. And all of a sudden you're going, "Whoa, what happened?" I mean, it was so heavy. We were just on the edge of World War III. What the hell? And now it's just all calm and peaceful, like somebody hit the restart button. And that's these time folds that are happening. And they've been doing about once a week recently. It's really stepped up. It used to be like maybe once a month, and now it's really stepped up. And they've got some big ones coming. And then they explained to me about called it the grand inversion that we're undergoing, and it's like a series of inversions. It's just like the solar flares. It's not just one big flare. It's a whole bunch of flares coming over and over and over. And with the solar flares comes consciousness and energy, and universal law is embedded in the solar flares. So light has consciousness. Consciousness, and it goes from consciousness to light to energy to mass. So when we're seeing these big solar flares, it's not just light. There's information coming in too, as well. And so we know that a higher frequency thought destroys, millions of lower frequency thought. We know how that works. And so we're undergoing that process right now. And so you're going to see a lot of people call it the Great Awakening or the Great Reveal. And that is part of the process. I mean, everything is going to be revealed. Nothing's going to be hidden. And that's in all the prophecies. It's in Yeshua ben Joseph or Jesus that most people revert. It's in his prophecies. It's in the Anunnaki prophecies. It's in Edgar Cayce prophecies. All of the prophets talked about these times we're going in, the great reveal where nothing is hidden. And, when Jesus said, no rock should be left unturned and all the iniquities will be shouted from the rooftops, that's what he's talking about, these times we're in right now. But the Pleiadians explain it as an inversion. And so it's an inversion created by the incoming higher consciousness and energy, the vibrational lifting, awakening, healing process that's undergoing on. But with the inversion, it's better to understand this. With the inversion, everything that you put out is going to come back. And it's almost like it goes out like a vortex, like a cone. And goes out, 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 and then all of a sudden it comes back and inverts down, boom. And so it's like a vortex energy. But there, what they said in the inversion is what happens is everything you've done and put out there is going to return. It's coming back and it's going to be condensed. And so it's like karma is going to be accelerated and amplified, basically, with this inversion process that's coming. And we need to understand that. So, I mean, if you're a good person and you've been kind and loving and helpful and you're going to have some cool stuff come back to you. You're going to get all this bliss coming back to you condensed and amplified. And if you've been a real a-hole, good luck. Have fun in your light review because that's your next experience after this. Because during this inversion, can you imagine all of the pain and suffering that you've created with others? Everything you've been taken for others, all the ill-gotten gain, all that stuff, you're going to lose. It's going to be reversed. And you're going to lose everything, and probably even your life and your kingdom, basically, because it's not sustainable. It's not frequency specific. So it's not like God punishing you. It's like, your karma coming home to roost. And so there's a lot of people that they think they're at the top of the food chain right now, but they're not. When this inversion happens, they're going to be at the bottom of the ladder, and they're going to have no connection to the soul, and they're going to be connected to these darker forces, and they're like being flushed down the drain, basically. So all their connections, all their power, everything they've gained, all the ill-gotten gain, they're going to lose everything. And so that was the way they explained it to me. They showed me an image of everything going out and then everything coming back and then condensed. And so and they the word they used was it's they call it the great inversion. And we're undergoing that right now. So you're going to find out that almost nothing is what you thought it was. And all the recycled ignorance you think that was truth, all the religious ignorance, the government, all that stuff is all going to be exposed and come out. And so the same, people say, how is this going to affect disclosure? And so, and I'm telling you, I've been watching these congressional things, and Ana Paulina Luna and Jim Burchett and was it David Grush? I think it is, and Jake Barber, and a lot of these guys. You can tell they're solid. They want to get to the truth. They're working on behalf of the people, and they're trying to get this information. And Ross Coltrane's doing a great job of covering all this. He's a man of high integrity, and he's no bullshit type of guy. And so you can tell there's people he won't even cover because he knows who they are. Same thing, like those same people I won't have on my show, and I won't promote them. They won't come to Ysetti because I know who they are. I know their real intentions and their motives, and I know they're part of the controlled narrative. And some of the high level people in ufology are getting $30,000 a month from the CIA, and people don't even know that. And they're writing checks for $50,000, $100,000, $1.5 million to these people, not knowing they're already getting paid to lie to you and to keep the controlled narrative going. So you might want to investigate that. I'm not going to name names or say who, but it's a controlled narrative. Most of it's entertainment, and a lot of it is financed by the Rockefeller and, CIA basically, which is in deep trouble too, because all of their deeds are coming back home to roost and their behavior. So there's always something bigger. You might think you're on the top of the food chain, because you've got all this power over others. But if you haven't been in service to others, and you have this huge sense of entitlement, and you've been in service to self, especially the people claiming to be in service to others, which are just a bunch of predators and parasites, that's all going to implode on you. These very spiritually and technologically advanced beings are going to come. They're going to take one look at you, and they're going to know you better than you know yourself. And there's nothing hidden, and you're not going to be able to lie. You're not going to be able to deceive, and they are not going to come through you or your organization. It's not going to happen. They're going to come to those who rose to the occasion, the people that have lived a life according to universal law, which is basically universal peace, brother, sisterly love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. Those who've been in service to humanity, the earth, those are the ones that are going to be contacted. So I want you to be really honest with yourself. Who met that criteria? Who has an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent, and is in service to others? Who meets that criteria? Who in government meets that criteria? Who in the religions meet that criteria? There are some, but overall, it's all a controlled narrative. It's pretty sad, but we have to really look at that. And so a lot of the stuff going on is I sad, but there's a lot of people that are desperately seeking acceptance and approval and love that they didn't get as a child. And they're trying to get it through the masses, and they're in the entertainment section, especially UFOs, UFO, UAP, all that stuff's entertainment right now. They're not getting to the basics of what's really going on. And I'll cover that. But I want to ask yourself, who has pure motives, pure intent, and who has the knowledge, the real knowledge? And most important, this is a big discerning factor. Who's talking about the spiritually and technologically advanced ones that could end war and disease and the pain and suffering? They've got phenomenal healing technologies, fuelless energy, anti-gravity, counter-gravity. They could turn, they live according to universal law. Who's talking about this out there? A lot of people are giving lip service just for the intention and to get money and funds and things like that. There's a lot of people giving lip service, but in their heart of hearts, how many people are really that really do have an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and are in service to others? A lot of it's just words and lip service. Look at their deeds, and you'll see. So anyway, being in this, it's like I'm like the old guy now in ufology. I hate to say it, but Ysetti's been here for 40 years with ongoing contact for 40 years. We've had, nuclear physicists. We did at the last self-mastery event, the ambassador training, we had a top physicist from NASA and JPL here. Blew his mind. He goes, "Oh my God, they're everywhere." He goes, "These aren't satellites. I don't know whose they are." And And then he goes, well, could those be some of our back engineered things? And I said, oh, there's a few of them are, but not these big, giant pink and blue ones. That's somebody else. But anyway, he said with 40 years of contact and the videos, the photographs, mostly taken by guests, the fleets of ships coming over right now, you have to ask yourself, why is this not part of disclosure? Why is this not part of the conferences? Why is this not part of the documentaries out there? Why is, if you come to East SETI and you try to do a documentary, you will get shut down and they will not air it. And they might take you for a ride. That's happened to some producers. They came out here and got all their B-roll, got everything done, and went home, and the guy showed up in a van, took them for a ride, end of story. So why are they so hell-bent on not getting this out? And emphasis on hell, basically. They want to keep hell on earth. They don't want heaven on earth. They don't care about you, your family, their families, anything. Where's the integrity? Where's the noble virtue? It's just not there. But anyway, so basically, here's how you tell what's going on. First of all, do your own investigation. Follow the money, see where the money's gone, where they get their money, and how they spend their money. That's really important. And look for ties. Look for agency ties. Look for the family ties, the 13 family ties, the Rockefellers. They have so many people under contract in the ufology field. I have photographs. All the top people you think are on the up and up, shaking their fists at the government. They're on the dole, basically. And not only by the Rockefellers, they're also paid by the agencies. So it's an extreme controlled narrative right now. It's a limited hangout group. And there are people that are fighting to bring the truth out. And so again, how you recognize this, who is talking about the spiritually and technologically advanced beings? Who's talking about the fifth, sixth, and seventh, 13th dimensional beings that are helping us out right now? Who's covering this? Who's talking about the end to the war on disease profiteers and, bringing in fuelless energy technology, healing technologies beyond our wildest dream? A lot of people are talking about it, and they're collecting money for technology they don't have, and people are paying ahead, for all this stuff. And it's sad, but there are so many con artists going right now. I learned the hard way. We got conned out of $1.5 million. Basically, we finally got a big donation. I go, oh, good, man. He said he's on the books. We're going to create East SETI Hawaii and all this stuff. And we found out the people that we aligned ourselves with weren't what we thought they were. And what they did is no different than what was done to the indigenous people, the indigenous people of Hawaii. Everything is they come in and they act like they have this high level of morality and integrity, and they have this high connection, and they're working in the spirit realm, and they make all these things. You go, oh yeah, that's great. Okay, let's do it. And it's a con. And as soon as the money comes in, their real agenda shows up. And next thing you know, even though they agreed to promote East SETI and all the other stuff, it's even in writing in the contract, they just lock the door. As soon as they got the money, as soon as they got the ranch, boom, door locks. You're out of here. We're doing our own thing. And so what's the difference? I mean, that's the same game that's been played against almost all indigenous people. And my grandmother was Cherokee, so I know that one, and I hang out with a lot of the elders and everything else. And it's kind of sad. I did have red flags, and I got caught up in swimming with the whales and the manta rays and the dolphins and all the other stuff. And so I thought, what an awesome thing to unite the two, the whales and the dolphins, with the UFO community and create a space where people can come and engage all of that and really ascend, help in the ascension process and do the counseling work and clean up all the old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. And we had like Mary appearing there, Archangel Michael appeared there. We had the Night Marchers with their shields appearing there. The little Minihunis were coming around. It was really awesome. We were having an amazing experience. And then they just slapped that all in the face, slapped God in the face, and we're doing our own thing, So, I saw that coming, and I was really hoping it wouldn't go in that direction, but it did. But anyway, it's just sad that there are people writing checks for, I see it all the time, to people that are already getting checks from the government, and they're shaking their fists at the government, and they're cashing in big time. And if you look at their background, they're about as morally and integrity corrupt as you can get. But people don't know because the whole system is corrupt. A lot of dark money, a lot of satanic Luciferian money came in. Everybody started fighting over it, competing for it, a lot of jealousy, a lot of backstabbing. And that's who's left. That's who rose to the top in that community right now. And the authentic were pushed out. And so there are some real authentic people. I mean, I just got a wonderful birthday message from Victoria Lindquist, and she's having incredible sightings, and I've seen incredible footage, and she's taken a spiritual approach, was it a she's really heart-centered. She's got it. And Mary Rodwell, is tapped in. Again, Anna Paulina Luna, heart space, And luckily they've got the scepter now. So they need to start holding these people accountable. They're not honoring, what Trump signed for disclosure. And I think they will. But, Trump's they see presidents as temporary. We're the old guard. We have control. You're just temporary. But, he is the commander in chief, period. End of story. So I think that's going to be enforced here pretty quick. But there's a lot of reasons why they don't want to bring this out. One, there are ships coming and going. They're full of our skies are full of them right now. We have fleets coming over East SETI. And, there's nothing they can do about it. I mean, these beings are so advanced. They're very spiritually and technologically advanced. So that's one. Two, they've used deadly force and silenced a lot of researchers and a lot of contactees in the past, which is going to come out. And three, they've done a lot of treasonous acts, basically. And just those three alone is why they're scrambling not to have contact come out, not to have real disclosure come out. And there's more to that too. It's like these beings have free energy, they have countergravity, anti-gravity, they have healing technologies that would put Big Pharma out of business. Oil companies are going to have a hard time with this new technology, but we have to get away from the oil anyway. It's like we don't need it. We haven't needed it for a long time. Earth kind of needs it to allow her plates to slip, and they are slipping. And so we really need to become sovereign in our energy and in all of our needs. I really think we need to bring out this fearless energy technology. We need to bring out the healing technology. We're going to really need it if we're going to survive as a species. We're going to have to bring out, we're going to have to end the war on disease profiteers, put an end to that because, our weapons are expanding and evolving to a point where pretty soon we're going to crack the crust of the earth and create such a mess that, a nuclear winter and everything else. So I mean, dropping these bazillion pound bombs, and I'm not saying if you know the big picture of what's going on there, and I don't like getting into the political end of it, but these people are deep state assets that are running Iran right now. And so are the Zionists. They're deep state assets. And, it doesn't make sense until you see the big picture. And they perpetuate the war and disease games, But basically, there's no such thing as a Zionist Christian. When you read the program, you realize, there's no such thing. It doesn't, they're total opposites. If you follow the true teachings of Jesus, But he called them the synagogues of Satan and things like that. And I'm not saying I'm not anti-Jewish. I'm not anti-Semitic in this. I'm just saying there are groups that all they care about is power and money and wealth, and they're making their money and wealth at the expense of humanity and the earth, whatever name you want to give them, and they're coming to an end right now. They're having their crescendo right now. They're rising to power, but that's all going to collapse because they're not frequency specific to what's coming, which brings us back to the inversion. What's going to happen when the inversion kicks into high gear? It's already happening right now, and the time folds and everything else. What are these folks going to do? They know it's coming. They know they can't maintain. They're doing all they can to maintain control. They know it's coming, but there's nothing they can do about it. It's like standing in front of a tsunami and holding your hands up and saying stop. It's like, I don't know, last time I went down to the beach and saw a big wave coming at me and didn't turn out too well. Actually, it did. I ended up having a near death experience, but which was the best thing that ever happened to me. But anyway, so basically that's what's happening, that we have to realize right now what we have is a controlled narrative. And as far as disclosure, it's a limited hangout. A lot of the stuff on ufology is entertainment. It's a billion-dollar business. There's a lot of people on the highest levels of ufology that are shills and they're planned opposition and they're part of the controlled narrative. And there are a few people that are authentic that are left that are trying to bring in real disclosure with the, the spiritually and technologically advanced ones and, clean up the planet and get rid of these baser energies and entities. So basically, who do you think is going to win this one? When you look at what's behind the people that are authentic and considering the nature of those who are attacking the authentic, creating meritless gossip and rumors and character assassinations and slanders and all this stuff, to validate their behavior, which is totally against universal law, and no different than the what was done to the indigenous people, basically. How what do you think's going to happen? I'm good with God. I already died twice. We're good. And I understand the big picture and I know my part in it. And so I'm good. I mean, you can throw all the dirt you want at me. And, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not infallible. I make choices and I make mistakes. And a lot of my mistakes are trusting people and believing people. And one master once said, trust is earned. Forget about their words, do some research on their deeds, and you're going to see something totally different. And some of these deeds, again, of some of the top people in these things, we're talking a lot of things involving children, and that's all I'm going to say about it, and sex trafficking. And a lot of it's public already. So, again, do your research. I'm not trying to be holier than thou or anything else in saying this, but if you're morally and integrity corrupt and you've got a lot of wounds and traumas and you're playing the division game and whatever that division is, whether it be religions or political divisions or gender divisions and all these games that are going on, if you're part of that, you're not going to make the cut. And it's just about frequency. If you don't clear up your old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences, you're not going to make the cut. And that inversion is going to be hell. They say it boils down to two things: those who are creating heaven on earth and those who are trying to maintain hell on earth. And those that are trying to maintain hell on earth, which earth is pretty messed up right now, which is in the process of a major cleanup, which there's going to be chaos with that. They're not going to do well. They're going to go down with the cleanup. And to me, their light review, can you imagine their light review? You're going to be standing there before all these big old tall light beings, and they're going to say, hey, remember that guy or remember that girl you did this? And that was one of ours. And it's going to be very, very embarrassing. when they're standing there, and they're going to have that oh my God moment, and you're going to see a lot of that happening. So again, those are engaging in the competition, the jealousy, and the backstabbing, and the controlled opposition, the controlled narrative or planned opposition. All that stuff is there's going to be an inversion, and the people that have been being kind and generous and loving and totally aligned with creating heaven on earth, and those people are going to do really well with this inversion. And the people that weren't are not going to fare very well. And again, this is nobody punishing. It's us gaining the wisdom through experience and learning how to get back on track and live according to universal law. So a lot of people actually believe their story. It's on. You show them, you go, look, your actions are totally opposite your words. And you're doing some things that are totally against universal law. But they believe they're delusional, and they actually believe they're these high masters here to help the world and everything else. And I go, you're just helping yourself, basically. And you might want to get your own act in order before trying to help others. Clear your own patterns. Clear any need for acceptance and approval and love outside of yourself. Go within. Be the person you want to be with. It's that simple. It's I've got stuff. I'm still clearing out family stuff and things like that. I mean, none of us are void of it. It's just how you react to it. And it's happening all around us. So when we make our own personal connection with Creator and stand firm in our own personal God connection, live according to universal law, when you're in that, that's a position of strength. And you just kind of say, oh, I'm not going to go there. You have fun with that. I'm staying in my circle, and my circle is my own personal connection with Creator, basically, which is the most ultimate, unconditionally loving, joyous, blissful energy you can imagine when you really understand what it is. It's not a little old man with a laptop and a lightning bolt. It's not a female either. It's beyond that. It's like the Tao. It can't be named. It's the absolute, and we have to understand that that spark of the absolute is within each and every one of us that can expand to be the full flame. So anyway, on that note, I'm going to sign off. I think I covered just about everything, but we really need to focus on not the words but the deeds. See if people are operating on universal law. Do a background check if you can on who they're connected to and where the money's coming from and how they spend their money. And is this just entertainment and cashing in, or is this real disclosure? And those are the questions we're going to have to ask. And then the most important question of all is have I risen to the occasion for contact? Do I live according to universal law? Am I kind and loving? Am I in service to others, as they are? It's like, is there any purposeful good in contacting me? What would I do with the information? Would I use it to gain fame and fortune? People are using my newsletters, reading them verbatim, and saying it's coming from this Val something, or they have all these different names now that they're channeling, and they're reading our newsletters verbatim. And you're just going, oh my God, at least break it up a little bit, move it around. This has been going on for 40 years. So again, we have 40 years of well-established documented contact, ships responding to us. We have landings on film. We know who they are. We know all about their cultures. We know a lot of them personally by name. We know the dimensions involved. And we are working with the spiritually and technologically advanced beings that are here to assist in the ascension process. That's what our whole focus is. But our whole focus is empowering the individual, releasing the past, healing, and making your own personal connection with Creator, which contact with these higher beings comes. It comes with the journey. And that's our focus. And we don't care about the see me, dig me folks that are strutting on stage and saying, I'm this or I'm super soul, I'm this. They have all these weird identities. And I go, well, that's great. That's one lifetime you're talking about. You're an eternal soul connected to Creator. Let's start talking about that. But anyway, there's a lot of jealousy because we do talk about the big picture. So anyway, I'm going to sign off on that note. Just have a great evening. Again, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, live according to universal law, and rise to the occasion. Be worth contacting. They're not going to work through people that are totally embroiled in the recycled ignorance that we think is reality down here. So, anyway, have a great evening and we'll talk soon. Good night.
Right there. Come on, the top's gonna go. Watch. Oh, no. Yeah, we did, yeah.
I think they like it when you cheer them on.
Here we go, the bottom one's gonna go, I think. Is it? Come on.
Come on, go on.
Oh, there's two right here and this guy. Oh, they're really close.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, they're gonna cross. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Oh, and
over there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right to the left.
Yeah.
Just above.
Look at this.
Whoa, he slowed down.
Hurry up,
you can do it. There's this guy.
Is he?
It's awesome.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Speedy, you're on camera. You want to power up? Better do it now. Oh, no, not in the tree. Don't power up in the tree. Come on. Don't wait till you come out the inside, then power up. Right there. Whoa, thank you. Thank you, nice.
Oh, come on. Come on, powered up. It is getting brighter. It's kind of. Oh, there it goes. There it goes. Nice. Yeah, there it goes. There it is. There's the power up. Whoa! Got it. I got it.
Yeah.
I like the whole thing.
Yeah, it's picking up speed now.
Oh, look at that power up! Yeah! Whoa, that is massive, man!
Great, eh? Nice!
Yeah! Whoa! Oh, look at that power up! Yeah! Whoa, that is massive, man!
Great, eh? Nice!
Yeah!
Whoa!
Yeah, thank you. Power up, I love you. Power up again. Yeah, you're beautiful. Sending it. Oh, so much gratitude. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I got it.
Oh!
Nice. Did two power ups for us. I got it too. I got it.
10-10? You said 10-10. That's 10-10.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that's 10-10.
There you go. 10-10. Another power up. Here's another power up going north. Dimming down. It totally powered up and then it's dimming down now.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we just got it. Yeah, I got it on camera.
Now it's almost disappeared. It just went really bright.
They like my light.
I missed
that. Was great.
You'll probably do it again.
Yeah, well, it went.
That's epic.
Yay!
Woohoo!
You're amazing!
Look at that. He's done it twice for us. That's cool.
Yay! Hello.
You just stopped.
Oh, they're there.
Still there. Yeah. Cruising along. Yeah.
Here we go. It's going to pop. Yeah!
Yay! Woohoo!
Yeah!
Yeah,
I
can hardly see it.
Huh?
Like, yeah, we're gone now.
Why are we all standing?
You're giving yourself. Know.
Most people are shuffling around to stay warm.
Okay, we're gonna go.
Is that one there?
Yeah, here we go, here we go.
Brightened up 3 times.
Yay! Yay!
That's four.
And they want to tell you that's not real.
I don't listen to they.
Thank
the
you, guys.
The big day. Yeah.
Quiet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You were seeing satellites so cool like that, right? They go on an orbit.
Can you get this guy?
Like
oh, he is. He's powering up.
Yes.
Whoa, look at that. Look at that. Whoa. Whoa, that was an incredible one. That was a nice, I got it all on film. I got that one on film. That was a white out your screen moment. God, that was an epic moment there.
I'm like emotional. But that's
the first one I've actually ever spotted.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful